أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها. After doing a little bit, very briefly, the history of the people of Thamud, now to understand this ayat will be much more effective and we'll be able to understand and grasp it much more better. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala had taken very many qasams in order to say one main thing, and that is that a person who got his nafs under control, that person will be successful. And a person who did not get his nafs under control, that person will be destroyed. For that, Allah has given the example of the people of Thamud, that though they were so well established in dunya, extremely wealthy, very strong and powerful, but because their nafs was not under control, they were completely destroyed. And it is a reminder for people, their ruins exist till today, that man can see that if he did not control his nafs, what great destruction he comes to. And if on the other hand, if man controls his nafs, Allah gives him every success. So Allah Ta'ala gives this example now of the people of Thamud. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا جُتْلَايَ ثَمُودْ نَي أَبْنِي شَرَارَتْ سَي. The people of Thamud, they had falsified and denied the Nabi Salih ibn Ubaid, and also consequently all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they denied. If a person denies the teachings of any one Nabi, it is tantamount to denying the teachings of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And all this was bitaghwaha, because of the evil, because they did not correct their nafs. They just followed their nafs. One example by which we can understand, gives us an idea to understand of this nafs. If we have a child of ours and we love the child very, very greatly, and whatever the child wants, we do. But the child is gone right out of hand. Totally wrong, but we still, because of our love, we just do everything the child wants us to do. Like that, our nafs. We love our nafs, the desires of our nafs, we love it very greatly. And if the nafs is gone right out of control and we just following our nafs all the time, we can imagine in this world, if a person follows his children just because he loves them so much, they are doing everything wrong. As far as dunya also is concerned, against the law also they are doing everything wrong. In society they are doing everything wrong. But we love them so much that we are just following them. And we could prove them right at every time, that they are not wrong, they are right. We can imagine what destruction will come to that person. Like that, our nafs, when it is so wrong and we love it, we want to do everything. Whatever we want to eat, we eat. Wherever we want to look, we look. Whatever we want to say, we say. We are following our nafs. We can imagine what that destruction is. So this was the case with the people of Thamud. When they did not control and they did not come to the teachings of their Nabi, and they just gave free rein to their nafs, let it do what it wants to, and they supported it. So Allah Ta'ala says that brought them down. A nation that was so strong and powerful, that was so wealthy, it brought him down completely. So much so, idhim ba'atha ashqaha, jab oot khara hua unme kabara badbakht. When one person amongst them, as we had explained in their history, that was that evil person who stood up in order to kill that camel which they themselves had asked for. And they asked it from a certain rock, and they saw it with their eyes that that camel came out from that rock. And then as they wanted it, it came out and it gave birth also. But when that nafs is not under control, that ayatullah, as in front Nabi, Salih alayhi salam said, take mercy on yourself. This is naqat Allah. It is the camel of Allah. Are you going to go against it also? So when our nafs is not under control, a person listens to no one and nothing. He just does what his nafs wants him to do. So they sent the most evil person and this clear miracle, sign of Allah, which they witnessed with their eyes, which they asked for. They slaughtered it and they killed it also in a very, very brutal way. They had no mercy. They did not, how normally it should be slaughtered with mercy, that also they did not do. So from here we learn that we have to learn to control our nafs. And the nafs doesn't just come under control like that. A person has to make a definite effort, which is called tazkiyah, which is called islah. Unfortunately, a misnomer for it today is tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is not some high thing in the air. It is just gaining control over one's nafs. That a person doesn't do what the nafs wants him to do, but he sees what his mind will tell him. And not only his mind, what Allah wants from him, the Sharia. In that he sees, and in that he does, that person becomes successful. Otherwise, a person will bring himself to utter destruction if he just follows his nafs all the time. For that, we must to make an effort, and we must not just be amused with things that are around us. Today, a lot of nasheed shows go around also. And in them also, there are a lot of wrongs that happen. But just because of the entertainment type of thing, we are just too happy to follow it. Very many magic shows, comedian shows, all the things, we know it is just mere entertainment and not according to Islam and Sharia. But the nafs is not under control, we just go there and we flock there. So from here, ulama say, when Dajjal will come, how will we be able to control ourselves? And we just, all the introduction of Dajjal is almost complete, and we can't control ourselves, whether it's the TV, whether it's the games, whether it's sports, anything. Our nafs is right out of control. We just follow all these things. It's very important that we pay attention to this. Otherwise, it must not happen in this world. Allah's punishment comes. Otherwise, the akhirat, may Allah have mercy on us to make tawbah, istighfar, and to bring the nafs under control. Wa akhiru da'wana.